Streaming on WRJN, sponsored by the UW Organ and Tissue Donation Center. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more.
Canada, and an additional 10% on top of that for Chinese goods. His son Eric tells Fox,
"You want to allow drugs to come through our southern border? We're going to tariff you. You want to allow them to come through Canada? We're going to tariff you."
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Tariffs on Mexico and Canada have the added issue of potentially snarling the North American supply chain. This could have negative implications for industries like auto manufacturers, farmers, and food packagers.
Special counsel Jack Smith has officially dropped two high-profile prosecutions of the president-elect. One, a federal election interference case. CBS's Scott McFarland's in Washington.
The judge agreed to dismiss it without prejudice, which legal analysts tell us means Trump may still seek to pardon himself to avoid any future exposure after his presidency.
Smith has also dropped the Florida classified documents case. President Biden is rushing to make popular weight loss injectables accessible to more people before he leaves office. CBS's Matt Piper.
As it stands, Medicare only covers weight loss drugs for diabetics or those with cardiovascular disease, with obesity, or who are overweight. The Department of Health and Human Services is announcing a proposal that will require Medicare and Medicaid to cover the drugs for people with obesity as a treatment, which could expand access for about 3.5 million Americans with Medicare. That, the government says, could reduce out-of-pocket costs for the prescription drugs by as much as 95%.
A white woman's been sentenced to 25 years in prison for shooting her black neighbor to death through the door of her home in Ocala, Florida. The victim, A.J. Owens' mother, Pamela Diaz.
"I've been waiting for almost 18 months for this day, waiting to see if we were going to get justice. I was able to exhale."
Officials say the shooting was the culmination of an ongoing argument over Owens' children playing on the grass near both of their homes. An intensive manhunt underway in Oregon's Mount Hood National Forest for a 61-year-old hiker named Phoenix Lane Fournier. Her friend, Carrie Gesh.
"We're all hoping that she comes back and wonders why we're all making this fuss for her and she has her dogs with her. And, you know, then we'll all feel silly, but we just want to find Phoenix."
Clackamas County Sheriff's Office says Lane Fournier was reported missing Friday when she failed to show up for work. A biotech company in Texas says it's ending an advanced clinical trial for an experimental Alzheimer's drug, simufilam, because it did not significantly reduce cognitive decline in people with mild to moderate disease. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're working on learning more about a serious early morning rollover crash in Racine. The situation reported at around 2 involved four vehicles near Washington Avenue and Boyd. Witnesses say they assisted in rescuing someone trapped from one of the vehicles involved. Again, we're working on learning more about what happened. A jury has awarded $4 million to the family of a Kenosha woman who died from the cold outside of an assisted living facility. Helen Edney passed away outside the Parkside Manor in Kenosha in 2022. The lawsuit showed that staff at the facility neglected to monitor Edney, who was known to wander due to dementia. It was also discovered that staff failed to respond adequately to alarms. The jury found that negligence by the facility staff led to the death. Roads and airports are getting crowded. Jimmy Koska has more about Turkey Day travel.
It will be a busy week for holiday travelers. In Wisconsin, a record number of people are expected to fly or drive for Thanksgiving. According to AAA, nearly 1.6 million people in Wisconsin could be on the move, continuing an upwards trend since before the COVID-19 pandemic. The vast majority of those traveling will be driving, with over 1.4 million Wisconsin residents hitting the road. AAA says to give yourself extra time to travel and obey traffic laws to arrive at your destination safely.
Bucks broadcasts are coming to traditional TV. TV stations in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Madison, Eau Claire, and Wausau are included in a new TV rights deal for the team. Select Bucks games this year will be available on broadcast television through a partnership, allowing fans to watch 5 games over the air. The deal starts with the December 4th game against the Atlanta Hawks. Bucks president Peter Fagan says it's important to make games widely available. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin goes up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers, have two home games coming up this Saturday at noon against Chicago State. And then next week, Tuesday night, they take on Michigan. The Badgers now rank 15th in the nation after winning the Greenbrier tournament in Orlando over the weekend. The Marquette Golden Eagles learn that they're now number 10th ranked in the nation. They'll host Stonehill tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The tip-off time, 8 o'clock. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. The Bucks have won four in a row. NFL, Packers holding practice for their game on Thanksgiving this Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff at 7:20, TV coverage on NBC. And then Friday at 11 a.m., more football. It's the Badgers against the Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium.
Rivalry games, you throw records out the window. You throw sometimes even the home field advantage out the window. It comes down to who wants it more. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong to either one of these places.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 37 for a high tonight, 28 tomorrow. Some light rain and snow showers, 41 Thanksgiving Day. Some showers with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
My apartment's so small. I live in this teeny, teeny, weeny apartment. It's so small. I'd like to get a dog. I'm actually thinking of getting a dog. My parents actually said to me the other day, your little crappy apartment, that's a horrible, terrible place for a dog. Yeah, but I live there. At least the dog doesn't have to shave in the toilet like I do. Start off my day the other day dropping a whole box of Q-tips. You ever do that? You ever drop Q-tips? Nothing like starting your day off on your hands and knees, picking up individual Q-tips one by one from behind the toilet to remind you how truly moronic you is. And when I dropped it, I actually said, whoops! Actually came out of my, whoops! Whoops covers it if you're dropping stupid stuff like Q-tips. You know, whoops doesn't really do the job if you're dropping stuff like babies. You know? Really, I don't think there's really a word that covers it if you're dropping a baby. Maybe half a word at most, like a fa-fa. I don't drop babies, I don't hold babies. Please, I'm not gonna hold someone's baby. I get nervous holding someone's place in line, you know?
Thank the Lord for the night time. forget the day. They have up on tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. Now.
Neil Diamond, thank the Lord for the nighttime. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen at 6:10. Looking for a sunny day today, a beautiful day. A little cold, highs near 38 degrees. I think we just got spoiled. No, that's probably normal, but with that 50-degree temperature over the weekend, it just kind of ruined us. Tonight, increasing cloud cover, lows 29. Tomorrow, a chance of rain and snow showers, highs 43. Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny, a chance of flurries. That's not too bad. Highs near 37, and Black Friday, partly sunny with a high near 30. Sunny over the day weekend, by the way. Clear 27 degrees right now at Radio Park at 6:11. Coming up at 7 o'clock hour, we'll talk to Jocelyn Fish from the Racine Theater Guild. They got a whole bunch of holiday programs coming up for the rest of the year. We'll talk about those. Got a full morning for you. Just keep it right here. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Oh, don't forget, tomorrow night, high school basketball begins at WRJN. Heritage Christian at, let's see who they're playing. The Prairie School, pregame, 6:30 with Dick Rassefa, only here on your high school radio station for sports.
And Godness on a mountain top.
Shaver commercial for that, for women's legs. Wasn't it Venus? I think that was the song. I think the razor was called Venus, wasn't it? Something like that. And they used that song. They could have used the Frankie Avalon version of Venus, right? Venus, the goddess of love that you are. Remember that? Yeah. I'd love to sing. I just can't sing. Some people can do it. I can't. Hey, no matter how serious you are about your diet, the biggest challenge of the year is coming up, Thanksgiving, a holiday where it's virtually impossible to count calories. Not that you'd even want to know, but I'm going to tell you anyway. The average American's caloric intake during Thanksgiving dinner is 2,092 calories, which doesn't seem that bad. Now, it's 2,092 calories if that's your only meal of the day. No snacking, no leftovers, and no booze. Medley and Bobby Hatfield, the Righteous Brothers, and my soul and inspiration. There was a show on TV in the 1960s called Shindig. I don't know if you remember that show, but every week the Righteous Brothers were on. They were one of the regular acts on there, and that's how they became famous, performing their songs on the TV show Shindig on ABC. Hey, it's 6:18. A new survey asked single people how they feel about a fast food date. 54% of men would be into it. Obviously, it's a lot cheaper than going to a restaurant. 66% of women would agree to it. That surprised me. The top choice to take your first date, Chick-fil-A, followed by McDonald's. I have a feeling if you took your date to McDonald's on a first date, there probably wouldn't be a second one.
Your one-stop holiday shopping spot is Santa's Boutique. It sets up December 6th inside the Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine. Enjoy hot chocolate, cookies, and find great gifts from vendors like Tastefully Simple, Color Street, Avon, Paparazzi Jewelry, The Pampered Chef, Tupperware, Mary Kay, and more. Santa's Boutique at Fountain Hills Apartments, where you'll find something unique. Shop Friday afternoon, December 6th, 1 to 5 p.m. at Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Racine. Brought to you by Fountain Hills and Compassus Hospice. Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh baked special order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Black Friday is here early. Kickstart your New Year's resolutions today. Blue River CrossFit's on-ramp program is designed to transform your health through fitness, nutrition, and accountability. Their expert coaches will lead you through fun, challenging workouts that make a difference. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Baby, it's so far away. Time to have. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do. And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the girl. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
Love the one you're with. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN 624. So this 10-year-old right here in Wisconsin called 911 for an assist with his math homework. And they actually helped him out, too. He was having trouble with decimals. The 911 dispatcher told him she'd been out of school for 40 years, but she did track down a deputy who's pretty good at math. Now, I wish I would have known about this little feature When I was a kid in school, I didn't know you could just call 911 and get help with your math. Sunshine today with a high near 38, increasing clouds, lows 29 tonight. Tomorrow, chance of rain and snow showers, highs 43. Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny, a chance of flurries with a high near 37. Right now, it's clear, 21 degrees. You can catch that crescent moon up there. Radio Park's the place.
I hear something saying.
Try to wrap your head around this. A cemetery in England is starting to charge people to visit their loved ones' graves. They'll be able to visit for free from 9 to 3 on weekdays, but on the weekends, they got to pay a $6 VIP pass. My goodness.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know, I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed your photograph to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me
with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through.
With the rain in my shoes,
Presley, Kentucky Rain, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, if you're driving more than 3 or 4 hours with your kids for Thanksgiving, you might want to break it into 2 days because that's about when you're going to start hating them. A poll of parents with kids under the age of 12 found peak stress hits 3.5 hours into traveling. 1 in 8 said it was the first hour. Now, here are a couple of stats from that poll. 60% said traveling with kids is the most stressful part of the holidays. The most stressful aspects are keeping them entertained, dealing with tantrums, finding bathrooms, and hearing lines like, "Are we there yet?" The top strategies for dealing with a fussy kid: give them unlimited screen time and bribe them with junk food. They claim it works. 631 WRJN. Time for news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're working on learning more about a serious early morning rollover crash in Racine. The situation reported at around 2 involved 4 vehicles near Washington Avenue and Boyd. Witnesses say they assisted in rescuing someone trapped from one of the vehicles involved. Again, we're working on learning more about what happened. A jury has awarded $4 million to the family of a Kenosha woman who died from the cold outside of an assisted living facility. Helen Edney passed away outside the Parkside Manor in Kenosha in 2022. The lawsuit showed that staff at the facility neglected to monitor Edney, who was known to wander due to dementia. It was also discovered that staff failed to respond adequately to alarms. The jury found that negligence by the facility staff led to the death. Roads and airports are getting crowded. Jimmy Koska has more about Turkey Day travel.
It will be a busy week for holiday travelers. In Wisconsin, a record number of people are expected to fly or drive for Thanksgiving. According to AAA, nearly 1.6 million people in Wisconsin could be on the move, continuing an upwards trend since before the COVID-19 pandemic. The vast majority of those traveling will be driving, with over 1.4 million Wisconsin residents hitting the road. AAA says to give yourself extra time to travel and obey traffic laws to arrive at your destination safely.
Bucks broadcasts are coming to traditional TV. TV stations in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Madison, Eau Claire, and Wausau are included in a new TV rights deal for the team. Select Bucks games this year will be available on broadcast television through a partnership, allowing fans to watch 5 games over the air. The deal starts with the December 4th game against the Atlanta Hawks. Bucks president Peter Fagan says it's important to make games widely available. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Tuesday. Maybe you've heard of the FFA Fruit Box Fundraiser. It's been going on since before the 1980s. And maybe you've actually sold these as a student, or you've purchased one from a local chapter. The company that puts these fruit boxes together tells us how this fundraiser has benefited FFA students. Stick around.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than 1 ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation,
innovation,
that's BioVet.
Matt Johnson is the president of MyFruitSale.com, which is the company that operates the Fruit Box fundraiser platform for several hundred FFA chapters in the Upper Midwest. He says he had the recent opportunity to see firsthand the benefit that these dollars bring to students.
In all the years that I've worked with FFA chapters, I had a chance
last year, 2023, to go to the FFA National Convention in Indianapolis. And even though I had heard about it for years and years and years, I was just blown away at the size and the scope of that event. But it was really neat to be there and to see all these kids from all over the country walking around, but to see students that were there that were customers of ours, and to know that a big part of the reason why they were able to attend that event was they could afford to do it because of their fruit sale. So it's gratifying to be a part of helping kids do those types of things.
MyFruitSale.com started packing these fruit boxes on Friday. They've got about 50 semi-loads of boxes that will get sent out in the weeks following Thanksgiving. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Here's what's happening in Wisconsin agriculture on a Tuesday. If you are a new, transitioning, or experienced organic grain farmer, mark your calendar. The 2025 O-Grain Organic Grain Conference is set for January 24th through the 25th in Madison. In other news, we're wishing you a safe and successful gun deer hunt season. If you've got more than your freezer can hold, consider the DNR's Deer Donation Program. This program helps stock food pantry shelves with ground venison made from donated deer. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 37 for a high tonight, 28 tomorrow. Some light rain and snow showers, 41 Thanksgiving Day. Some showers with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
I got a robe for Christmas. I remember looking at the robe thinking, wow, I hope I get the flu so I can wear it. I mean, who has the time to enjoy a robe? What are we about to shoot a porno? It's a weird piece of clothing. How'd we even come up with the robe with some guy? Hey, I got an idea. How about we make a coat out of a towel? And there could be a belt that goes around. You could dunk the belt in the toilet. It'd be a toilet belt. The indoor jacket, the robe. You ever see someone outside in a robe? They look like they escaped from the loony bin. Just getting the paper before the monsters do, right? The only time I ever wear a robe is when I'm staying in a fancy hotel. You know, that robe in the closet. I just feel uncomfortable when room service comes and I'm in a robe. Like I'm trying to seduce the room service guy. Hello, welcome to my room. I'm in my robe, and here's the bed I rented. Is there anything I could do to be more creepy? Oh, he was believable as the creepy guy.
Mikey Valley of the Four Seasons, working my way back to you. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Remember your school bus driver when you were a kid? I had a guy named Mr. Clancy. He was a volunteer fireman for our local fire department, but also drove a school bus. And he was one of the nicest people. He looked like actor Rod Taylor, if you remember Rod Taylor. He was really square jaw, good-looking guy. Yeah. And he was a very strong-looking character. His name was Mr. Clancy. That was my school bus driver. We loved Mr. Clancy. He was so nice to us. Took us to school safely every day and picked us up. This is when I was in kindergarten. This school bus driver in Colorado just got fired. Could face charges, too, after dumping 40 elementary school children on the side of the road in freezing weather. He said he was filling in for another driver and didn't know the stops. So he opened the door and dumped all the kids on the side of a road. Freezing temperatures, 40 kids. Mr. Clancy would never have done that. It's 6:42, local news and timeless hits on this. What's going to be a sunny day today with a high near 38? Here's BJ Thomas. Here's Hooked on a Feeling at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 38. Increasing cloud cover tonight. Lows 29. Tomorrow, a chance of rain and snow showers with a high near 43. Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny. Chance of flurries, highs 37. Black Friday, partly sunny with a high near 30. Right now, sunny and 27 degrees right here at Radio Park. I see the NFL has fined Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs $14,069 for a violent gesture he made last week while celebrating a touchdown. He did the finger guns. You know, when you take your thumb and your forefinger, do the gun thing. He was like firing two pistols, did it with both hands. And that's a no-no in the NFL. I want to know how they came up with the figure $14,069. That's kind of an odd figure for a fine. It's 6:45. Ah, the Temptations now. Here's my girl.
I got sunshine.
the Temptations, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. We're at 6:48. You know, my grandparents were wonderful. Both sides of my family, my mom's parents and my dad's parents, just wonderful people. But I can't imagine my grandmother doing this. And I really like this story. A guy filmed his grandmother taking notes while watching Marvel movies. You know why she did it? So she could talk about the movies with her 13 grandchildren. My grandmothers were, I couldn't imagine better grandparents. But I can't imagine my grandmother watching Marvel movies so she could take time and discuss it with me.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Do you know a child who's coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers connections, planting seeds of hope. It's a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are also experiencing grief. To learn more about finding healing and peace, or if you're seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. HospiceAlliance.org.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on buy for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt.
Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me."
Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Just wait and see.
good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
To Shannon, put a little love in your heart. Local news in Tampa hits at WRGN. Well, this is kind of a sad, odd but true. The fate of the Mayflower, the ship that brought the pilgrims to America? Well, it's unknown, but some historians believe it was scrapped for its timber and used to construct a barn in England. Isn't that sad? It's like one of those ships that you thought, well, it's at some port somewhere. We can go visit it and take a tour of the Mayflower. Nah, it was scrapped and built a barn for animals and hay and stuff like that. It's kind of sad, I thought. 6:54, local news and timeless hits. Hey, we got Jocelyn Fish from the Racine Theater Guild coming up talking about the December schedule at the RTG in just a moment.
I live on the palm and on the 99th floor of my block. And I sit at home looking out the window, imagining the world has stopped. Then in flies the guys all dressed up just like the Union Jack. Since I want my fans, if I had this kind of detergent back, I said, hey, hey, you, get off of my cloud.
Was sentenced to 57 months in prison for creating a fake charity and defrauding his former employer out of nearly $600,000. What does that sound like to you? That sounds like George Costanza with the Human Fund on Seinfeld. Remember when he tried to rip off his employer? he didn't do it for that purpose, but that's what he did in essence. He created a fake charity called the Human Fund, and his employer donated a bunch of money to it. As soon as I read that story, I said, this guy got the idea from George Costanza.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
my dimes. Giddy up, giddy up, four lines. For I knew there would be a time. Giddy up, giddy up, 409. When I would buy a brand new 409. 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409. Giddy up, 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409. Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409. Touch my 409, 409, 409.
409, the Beach Boys. Isn't that a cleaner or something? Formula 409. Doesn't it clean countertops and stuff, 409? I know that's not what they're talking about. I think there was some kind of cleaner for your counters going 409. Hey, so this woman in England, by the way, have you set up your Christmas decorations yet? All right. This